No one to hear you, baby, just me.
Geek Dudes Radio.
Centipede was my joint.
What was Biafra's first name in that movie? Which is the Jello?
All the stoners are giggling at it.
Visit our website at www.geekjuicemedia.com.
Hello, welcome to another fantastical episode of Geek Juice Radio.
Don't lie.
Well, I took the word from Jillian.
She's going to sue you for that. She has those trademarks.
Well, I gave credit where credit's due, like a YouTube uploader.
Yeah, only because like I pointed it out. That.
But tonight we've got me, I'm Alex Drowski. Kevin.
I'm here.
And we've got Dustin.
Sir Dustin Kidd.
Our topic tonight is... OMG, have you seen that new book that everybody's talking about?
Do you see books or do you read books? That is the question.
Well, nowadays people see them.
Wait, you're talking about The Great Gatsby. I would read the crap out of Great Gatsby.
I'm talking about things like Hunger Games that everybody's reading, Twilight that everybody's reading, though they shouldn't be, and that horrible, notorious piece of crap, 50 Shades of Grey.
Which is actually Twilight slash fiction.
Popular fiction. Actually, you know what, Dustin? You were right about something.
What was it? What was that?
Amazon.com brings me up popular fiction, so it's got The Da Vinci Code, Hunger Games, The Great Gatsby, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Bada bing, baby! That's right, I did it. You cannot fool me. You can't. They're making a movie out of it, okay?
They've made.
I was gonna say Gatsby's getting a new 3D movie with.
Yeah, exactly.
Leo DiCaprio. That's probably why it's popular.
The Great Gatsby in 3D. Really?
Yes, because in high school, when I was reading that book, the first thing that I thought to myself is, this is some fine literature. No. I stood up on my desk and pointed my finger at my teacher. I'm like, this needs to be in 3D.
We're going to get a high school version of Great Expectations with Zac Efron and Miley Cyrus, and it's a musical.
Yeah.
It'd be better than the book. That book blew.
It was a tough read. I like some Dickens, but that one, no. We are going to start with some dramatic readings from the notorious 50 Shades of Grey, but first, before that, I went through the whole book tonight to get these selections, and
Wait, you went through the whole book?
The whole book.
Wait, in one sitting?
Well, I didn't read the goddamn thing.
How many times did you fap to it? Be honest, Sophie.
Well, none, because as I'm sitting here...
It's Twilight porn. It's Twilight porn.
I've got the PDF open on my computer. And sitting next to me is my daughter watching My Little Pony on the other computer. While I'm reading what's basically porn and taking excerpts from it. I win no Father of the Year awards.
No, you really don't.
Hey, you're better than a lot of parents out there right now. Like,
at least you're spending time with...
Hey, you're lucky that she reads good books. Like, there's that picture of her reading that Tom Clancy book.
Yeah, that's
exactly. That's badass, okay? So you're pretty lucky there. Like
50 Shades of Grey with its terrible, terrible prose. There were several times I was face-palming and my daughter's like, Daddy, what's wrong? Do you not like the ponies? I'm like, it's not the ponies, honey. It's sentences like this. Oh, please, I beg. I'm not sure I can take much more. My body is wound so tight, craving release. I want you sore, baby, he murmurs. And he continues his sweet, leisurely torment backward. Forward. Every time you move tomorrow, I want you to be reminded that I've been here. Only me. You and mine.
So he gave her an STD, essentially, just to remind her that and let everyone know that he was there.
I have Paul Anka's You're Having My Baby stuck in my head.
His seed upon her vaginal walls is like marking territory the way a gangbanger throws up a sign with spray paint on the side of a building.
Oh, we're going to get shot.
Yeah.
Fans of 50 Shades of Grey.
If we trespass into this girl, he's going to be, yo, what you doing rolling up into my hood? Don't you see my sign?
Jowski, are you this chick's inner goddess? That's my question.
No, apparently not. It's not my tag on the side of that building.
Wow, that is pretty big if the walls are like the size of a building.
But speaking of inner goddesses, Kevin, why don't you read the first paragraph of page 98 there?
Moving down, I push him into my mouth. He groans again. Ha! My inner goddess is thrilled. I can do this.
Sorry.
I can f*** him with my mouth. I pull him around the tip again, and he flexes his hips. His eyes are open now, blistering with heat. His teeth are clenched as he flexes again, and I push him deeper into my mouth, supporting myself on his thigh. I feel his legs tense beneath my hands. He reaches up and grabs my pigtails and starts to really move.
Oh, and later...
You want me to take it?
Yes, take it from there, Dustin.
Baby, that feels good, he murmurs. I suck harder, flicking my tongue across the head of his impressive erection. Wrapping my teeth behind my lips, I clamp my mouth around... Ow!
Right?
I clamp around him. His breath hisses with between his teeth, and he groans. Ooh!
Jesus, how far can you go? He whispers. I pull him deeper into my mouth so I can feel him at the back of my throat, and then to the front again. My tongue swirls around the end. He's my very own Christian Grey flavor popsicle.
Oh, shit!
I suck harder and harder, pushing him deeper and deeper, swirling my tongue. You used that word three times, bitch. Swirl. Get a f***ing thesaurus. I had no idea giving pleasure could be such a turn-on. Watching him writhe suddenly with carnal longing, my inner goddess is doing the merengue with some salsa moves.
Anastasia, I'm gonna come in your mouth. His breathy tone is warning. If you don't want me to, stop me now. He flexes his hips again. His eyes are wide, wary, and filled my salacious need. Need for me. Need for my mouth. Oh my. Holy crap! His hands are really gripping my hair. I can do this. I can push even harder. And in a moment of extraordinary confidence, I bare my teeth. And my tip's over the edge. He cries out. I'm not sure of this, but I look at him, and he's coming hot. And I bathe because of me. And I don't care. I sit and watch him, triumphant, gloating, smile, tonguing at the quarters. Don't you have gag reflex? He asks me. Astonished. Christ. And that was good. Really good. Unexpected. He frowned, you know. You never cease to amaze me. I smile and consciously bite my lip. He eyes me speculatively.
Have you done that before? No, and I can't help the small tinge of pride in my denial. Good, he says complacently, and I think relieved. Yet another first, Miss Steele, he looks appraisingly at me. Well, you get an A in oral skills. Come, let's go to bed. I owe you an orgasm.
Anastasia Steele?
Anastasia
is terrible.
Yeah. And she's eating her own Christian Grey flavor popsicle.
God, awful. Is that the guy's name, Christian Grey? Really?
Yeah, not very
good. Wow, God. Like, that's so... Like, why not just name him John Doe?
Then it'd be called 50 Shades of Doe.
50 Shades of Doe.
Oh, okay, I get it now.
So, with the...
There's sequels to this piece of shit, too. That's a really disturbing
There's a lot.
Who reads this? Who is this book for?
People menopausal women.
Yeah, actually, when I was visiting my parents last, my mom had a copy of this in the van. It's sitting there for her reading material, so... Yeah, whatever. Oh, she reads like Daniel Steele and that kind of stuff, so whatever.
So the fan fiction, the author's name is E.L. James, Erica Leonard, or Erica Mitchell, known to the pseudonym E.L. James. So and she originally wrote her fan fiction under the pen name Snow Queen's Ice Dragon.
Snow Queen's Ice Dragon.
Even wow. I'm not that lame.
No, that is... Hey, it says buttocks in this one page. He hits me across the buttocks. The crop stings this time.
Oh, you want something more than buttocks?
Yeah.
Kevin, why don't you go page 86, start at You're So Deliciously Wet.
Oh, there it is. Okay, I found it.
All right.
You're so deliciously wet. God, I want you. He thrusts his finger inside me, and I cry out as he does it again and again. He palms my clitoris, and I cry out once more. He pushes inside me harder and harder still. I groan.
Suddenly
he sits up and tugs my panties off and throws them on the floor. Pulling off his boxer briefs, his erection springs free.
Holy cow! He reaches over the bedside table and grabs a foil packet. Then he moves between my legs, spreading them further apart. He kneels and pulls a condom onto his considerable length. Oh, no. Will it? How?
Don't worry. He breathes, his eyes on me. You expand, too.
Basically, he just said to her, in the most polite way, I am going to fucking break you, bitch.
He leans down, his hands on either side of my head, so he's hovering over me, staring down into my eyes, his jaws clenched, eyes burning. It's only now that I register, he's still wearing his shirt.
Oh, God, one of the most unattractive things ever is a man wearing a shirt and no pants. That is like the unholy image that no one should see ever.
You really want to do this? He asks softly. Please, I beg. Kevin, take it from here.
Pull your knees up, he orders softly, and I'm quick to obey. I'm going to f*** you now, Miss Steele.
No, you gotta say it more like, I'm gonna f*** you now. Yeah, that's pretty dramatic.
Just keep going, Kevin. I'm gonna f*** you now, Miss Steele.
He murmurs as he positions the head of his erection at the entrance of my sex. Gotta hate that phrase.
Entrance of my sex.
That is the dumbest piece of prose. I understand what you said. It's still hard.
He puts his in.
Well, the entrance of his sex. Sounds like he's like knocking on the door. Can I come in?
Hard, he whispers as he slams into me.
Sorry, I just imagined just like his arms giving out and just like slamming down onto her, just like, oh,
arg! I cry as I feel a weird pinching sensation deep inside me as he rips through my virginity.
Ow!
He stills, gazing down at me.
You don't use words rip. You don't rip. Gazing
down at me, his eyes bright with ecstatic triumph. His mouth is open slightly, and his breathing is harsh. He groans.
You're so tight! You okay? I nod, my eyes wide, my hands on his forearms. I feel so full. He stays still, letting me acclimatize to the intrusive, overwhelming feeling of him inside me. I'm gonna move. Baby, he breathes after a moment, his voice tight.
Really? And this is like the best-selling novel.
Yeah, and there's a whole series of these.
Oh, shit, I hate society.
This
shit.
Makes Twilight look like Arthur Melville.
Yeah, in Twilight, it came across like it was written by like a 13-year-old, like honestly.
Okay, there's 50 Shades of Grey. 50 Shades Darker. Oh, does it get darker?
She gets into black eyes.
I was going to say, she probably likes her coffee like her men at that point.
She's like, oh, Mr. Gray, I like old gray tea, but I'm feeling like some plain black coffee. It's not going to...
Considering they're about bondage, he probably pours that coffee on her. Just, like, dumps the pot right on her nipple.
Oh! And then, like, just smashes her across the face with the pot. That's how intense this gets. Do it!
But, yeah, and then there's 50 Shades Freed. Right? Imagine she escapes from this guy and becomes a nun.
This is a prequel to the Sister Act. Knew it.
The Twilight novels, which are absolute garbage, started a huge trend in paranormal romance.
Oh, God.
I mean, because you've got two shows running now. There's that
True Blood.
Vampire Diaries. And there's so many books. And actually, if you go to the teen section at a bookstore, there was an entire section of paranormal teen romance. And it was nothing but an entire, like, two shelves of Twilight knockoffs.
What about Bride of Frankenstein?
That's not paranormal. Hip with the kids.
Yeah, but it's a paranormal romance.
It's also a romance between two mythological creatures, paranormal creatures. It's not a romance between a human and a paranormal creature. See, that's what the kids are looking for this day. Mummy sex. Also angst.
Yes. Interlife erotica.
Post-mortem erotica.
Yes.
Like, this kind of stuff has been around for a long time. Like, the whole, like, Dracula taking in women, like, I'm gonna suck your blood.
Yeah, but he's raping
your face. And...
But the idea is he's seducing and raping them. That's the idea behind the Dracula stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, where in the other way, in Twilight, it's romance. Kirstie Alley,
Kristen Stewart.
Okay, I would see Kirstie Alley in Twilight.
Wolf Boy is like, I want to in on that action. And then she's like, I'm not into hairy dudes. He's like,
okay, I'll just have sex with this baby.
Yeah.
Yes, like, that's exactly what happens in Twilight. Oh, you won't have me. I'll have sex with your baby.
If
spoiler alert.
Boink me, I'm going to bedoingle your baby.
Now, there's a lot of times when books become popular only because there's a new movie coming out based on them. For instance, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Or Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Then there's books that shouldn't become popular at all, and then they make a movie and it regrettably does. Like The Time Traveler's Wife was a terrible, terrible novel. Not as bad as 50 Shades of Grey. Time Traveler's Wife, you've got this dude who just randomly travels through time on his own. He has no control, and it's only within his own timeline, and then after he's married, his wife's timeline. So there's a lot of times where this middle-aged man is just popping up in his teenage wife's life.
Oh, yeah, and you were telling me about Time Traveler's Wife, where he'd, like, go back in time to his teenage future wife, and she's one day I'm going to f*** you.
Yeah.
Wait, you're kidding. He says that?
Basically.
Oh, man. Seriously, that sounds like a butterfly effect.
I mean, and we're back to Paul Inca, because you're having my baby.
Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying how much you love me.
Now the pros here, okay, Charlie?
Oh, yes. I was proud to be the understudy, thank you.
Not for nothing, but I've heard better.
All right. I know you wanted to take part in our reading of 50 Shades of Grey.
Sure as hell did.
This would be page 193 of 50 Shades of Grey.
He places his hand on my naked behind, softly fondling me, stroking round and round with his flat palm. And then his hand is no longer there, and he hits me hard. Ow.
Keep going.
My eyes spring open in response to the pain, and I try to rise, but his hand moves between my shoulder blades, keeping me down. He caresses me again where he's hit me, and his breathing's changed. It's louder, harsher. He hits me again and again, quickly, in succession. Holy f***, it hurts. I make no sound, my face screwed up against the pain. I try and wriggle away from the blows, up by adrenaline spiking. And
my face screwed up from the pain. So is this guy Chris Brown?
Maybe. Keep still, he growls, or I'll spank you for longer. He's rubbing me now, and the blow follows. A rhythmic pattern emerges. Caress, fondle, slap hard. I have to concentrate to handle this pain. My mind empties as I endeavor to absorb the grueling sensation. He doesn't hit me the same place twice in succession. He's spreading the pain.
Like butter on bread, huh?
Arrgh! I cried out on the tenth slap. I'm unaware that I have been mentally counting the blows. I'm just getting warmed up. He hits me again, and then he strokes me softly. The combination of the hard, stinging blow and his gentle caress is so mind-numbing. He hits me again, This is getting harder to take. My face hurts. It's screwed up so tight. He strokes me gently, and then the blow comes. I cry out again. No one to hear you, baby, just me. And he hits me again and again. From somewhere deep inside, I want to beg him to stop. But I don't. I don't want to give him the satisfaction. He continues the unrelenting rhythm. I cry out 6 more times. 18 slaps in total. My body is singing from the merciless assault. Enough, he breathes hoarsely. Well done, Anastasia. Now I'm going to f*** you.
I managed to make this even more creepy than the text actually indicates.
Oh, God. This is terrible.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
By the way, Jessica's going to have a hell of a time editing this.
Oh, yeah, with all the swearing and stuff, like... But, Jesus, like, what planet does this happen where people talk like this?
Well,
that is the only amount of 50 Shades of Grey that I read, and that is a f***ed up book.
Yeah, the first thing I've ever read from that book was something about a butt dresser. Like, you don't like the butt dresser? And it was the top of a page, and that was the first sentence said. And it was, like, a character saying, it's like, you don't like the butt dresser? And I'm like, okay, this book lost me. See ya.
But how do you expect me to dress my butt?
I mean, there was that
having my baby
description that consistently used the word swirl. My tongue swirls. Swirls my tongue. Swirling. Swirling.
It's better than them constantly saying like stuff like Laffy Taffy or something. I don't know.
Or... he put his erection at the entrance of my sex.
Okay, if you guys don't mind, I'm gonna try a couple of sentences here as Morgan Freeman. Here we go. Now, I want to be buried inside you, he murmurs. I stare down at him, daunted, and he sits up suddenly. We're nose to nose. Like this, he breathes, and he snakes one hand round my hips, lifting me slightly. And with the other, he positions himself beneath me, and very slowly eases me onto him. I groan as he stretches me open, filling me, my mouth hanging open in surprise at the sweet, sublime, agonizing, overfull feeling. Oh, please. That's right, baby, fill me, all of me. He growls and briefly closes his eyes, and he's inside me, sheathed to the hilt, and he holds me in place for seconds, minutes. I have no idea, staring intently into my eyes. It's deep this way, he murmurs. He flexes and swivels his hips in the same motion, and I groan. Oh, my. The sensation radiates throughout my belly, everywhere. Again, I whisper. He grins a lazy grin and obliges.
This
only E.L. James here can just put the word f*** as a whole paragraph in and of itself.
Jeez. Exclamation point.
It could be so poorly written and pretentious at the same time.
No, that's not an easy act to pull off, but it does it.
It is really the worst novel ever.
This sounds like some pathetic teenagers like having phone sex or something. I don't know. Oh, what do you want? Oh, I want to put my d*** in your sex and then swirl it around.
I did not expect to be like this. I am
did not. I did not.
I did not.
I did not expect it to be like this. I am lost. Lost in a sea of sensation.
Okay, Tommy Wiseau has to star in this
dragging
movie.
The crop against my sex. Through my pubic hair down to... through my pubic hair down to the entrance of my vagina.
I would be obviously a midnight showing of this if it starred Tommy Wiseau as Anastasia Steele.
Oh, hi, Miss Steele.
Oh, God. I see how wet you are for this, Anastasia. Your eyes are open in your mouth.
Oh, hi, doggy.
I do as I'm told, completely seduced. He pushes the tip of my crop into my mouth like my dream. Oh, holy shit. I see how you taste. Sucks. Hot, baby.
Okay, so I've decided any movie based on a terrible book should just star Tommy Wiseau.
Here, Charlie, read this and walk it.
This one as Christopher Walken?
Yes.
Okay. You look mighty fine, trussed up like this, Miss Steele. And your smart mouth, quiet for now. I like that. Standing in front of me, again, he hooks his fingers into my panties, and at a most unhurried pace peels them down my legs, stripping me agonizingly slowly, so that he ends up kneeling in front of me, not taking his eyes off mine. He scrunches my panties in his hand, holds them up to his nose, and inhales deeply. Holy f***! did he just do that? He grins wickedly at me and tucks them into the pocket of his jeans, uncoiling geez. From the floor, rising lazily like a jungle cat. He points the end of the riding crop at my navel, leisurely circling it, tantalizing me. At the touch of the leather, I quiver and gasp. He walks round me again, trailing the crop around the middle of my body. On a second circuit, he suddenly flicks the crop and hits me underneath my behind against my sex. I cry out in surprise as all my nerve endings stand to attention. I pull against the restraints. The shock runs through me, and it's the sweetest, strangest, hedonistic feeling.
Okay, I'm going to go to my doctor, and I am going to ask, where is the sex? Where is the sex on the human body? Because, honestly, they keep using sex
I hate that euphemism. I can't say my genitals, so I'll just use the word my sex. It's so f***ing pretentious. I my hate sex. That so much.
Doctor, my sex burns.
Your sex has chlamydia.
Can you give me some sort of cream?
For my sex.
I got a STD, and the only prescription... is more shades of gray.
The only prescription I'm gonna rub on my sex. Yeah, this is a horrible f***ing book.
Oh yeah.
I don't know how the hell this got so f***ing popular.
It's the worst book ever.
Because there's a lot of stupid in this country. That's why.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I mean, from the country that gave you Jersey Shore and Oops, I Did It Again.
I think I'd rather watch Jersey Shore.
I mean, I'm not offended by the content of this novel. I mean,
it's just
I've seen porn that's worse than this. I'm offended by sentences like, "He's my very own Christian Grey flavor popsicle."
Yeah, but sex doesn't.
Dialogue
yeah,
yeah.
Sex
I'm
like, oh, I'm, you put your penile in my sex, and then you swirl.
I mean, that's it's not the worst. Word you could use, though. I mean, because I'm just thinking about that last sentence, like, he flicked the crop against my pee-pee.
It would be less pretentious, though.
Yeah, it would.
He stuck his boy parts in my girl hole.
he hit me and gave me a boo-boo.
He rubbed his thing all over my girl parts. He held me down and stuck his junk into my business.
He used his tongue to lick the tips of my gazongas.
So apart from this wondrous example of American literature, what are we talking about tonight?
Popular fiction.
But honestly, okay. We've just mostly
fantastic.
Which includes...
Yeah, mostly we've just made fun of 50 Shades.
Mostly 50 Shades of Grey, because it's so notoriously bad. I mean, I thought Twilight was bad.
Yeah, Twilight is still bad.
It's morally objectionable. Because you still have the
Twilight is so badly written. It's so badly written. Like
half vampire, half human baby.
Oh god, like Stephanie Meyer, she writes like a 14-year-old, honestly.
Yeah, like if 14-year-olds could reach menopause by that age, that's what she writes like.
Exactly.
So you're saying 50 Shades of Grey was targeted directly towards Stephanie Meyer?
Well, she's 50 Shades of Grey.
It was a Twilight fan, like Steph. Okay, step aside. I'm gonna show you how it's done.
Now there is a 50 Shades of Grey movie in the works.
Oh, with Channing Tatum.
Yeah, with Channing Tatum. Do you know who's writing the screenplay?
I knew who was writing the screenplay. I heard that Bret Easton Ellis was writing and directing, but he's out of it completely now.
Oh, thank Christ! I can follow him on Twitter again.
Well, what's your beef with him? I like that guy.
So do I. I love his stuff. He's a great writer. I mean, okay. American Psycho, Less Than Zero. But then he decided to take on the screenplay for 50 Shades of Grey. And he was tweeting all the time about how awesome it is.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So wait, Channing Tatum is playing Christian Grey then. Who's playing
Anastasia? He's going to be a popsicle. A grey popsicle.
Do you want to see Channing Tatum's Grey Popsicle?
A rocket pop.
Alex Jowski is Channing Tatum's Grey Popsicle.
No, not Photoshop me as the Popsicle.
That would be funny as hell if you played the Popsicle like he unzips his pants and then it's Alex. Hey, everybody! Looks like I'm going into some sex.
Oh, what the hell am I doing here?
I'm disappointed it's not Tommy Wiseau. I'm not going to lie.
Send me another passage and I'll read it as John Travolta. This is kind of fun. I should do more impressions in my act. This is kind of nice.
This one has John Travolta.
Are you okay? He whispers? He has one arm around me. Oh my God, closing me to him. No, that sounds just like Christopher Walken.
That's a higher Christopher Walken.
Actually, yeah, it looks like Christopher Walken at age
16.
Oh my God. Actually, yeah, now that I think about it, that's the only thing I say as John Travolta is the only thing I can say.
You might look mighty fine dressed up like this.
He does have
steel.
That Christopher Walken thing going on for him, doesn't he?
Let me think. Welcome back,
and
Cotter.
Your smart mouth.
Here, I'm gonna...
Quiet for now. I like it.
I'm going to try to read a section as Tom Waits, but I got to light this cigarette in order to...
Yeah, you do.
How many women? I blurred out the question, but I'm so curious. 15. Oh, not as many as I thought. For long periods of time? Some of them, yes. Have you ever hurt anyone? Yes. Holy shit. Badly? No. Will you hurt me? What do you mean? Physically, will you hurt me? I will punish you when you require it, and it will be painful. I think I feel a little faint. I take another bite of Dorito. Have you ever been beaten?
Oh, there's product placement in this.
Nice.
They could have said just corn chip.
Oh, Grey Popsicles would make the greatest product crossover ever.
Somebody contact... who makes Popsicles? Somebody contact them and pitch Grey Popsicles.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna do this one as Jimmy Stewart. Here we go. Are you okay? He whispers. He has one arm around me, clasping me to him, while the fingers of his other hand softly trace my face, gently probing, examining me. His thumb brushes my lower lip, and I hear his breathe hitch. He's staring into my eyes, and I hold his anxious, burning gaze for maybe a moment. Maybe it's forever, but eventually my attention's drawn to his beautiful mouth. Oh, my. And for the first time in 21 years, I want to be kissed. I want to feel his mouth on me.
Now, there's this sentence. I want you to become well acquainted, on first name terms, if you will, with my favorite and most cherished part of my body. I'm very attached to this.
Well, yeah, it's kind of part of your body.
He's talking about his penis, isn't he?
That is an awful pun, and I know from awful puns.
On first name terms. Like, it has a last name that we're having sex, so you can call it by its first names. Other people have to call it Mr. Happy.
Yeah, or Dr.
I'm on first name terms with my penis. I don't know about you guys.
I refer to my penis as a penis. That's its first name, last name, middle name.
So it's a penis?
No, it's penis. It's just
a penis.
And
it's the penis. Thank you very much.
The penis.
It's a penis. Yes, it's knighted.
So Dustin, you really don't have a nickname for your? I thought everybody did. I call mine Citizen Kane.
What a question! Call mine Rosebud, Charlie.
The extrapolator. The ultimate warrior.
Call mine Wall Scraper.
Mine's Ric Flair.
Woo!
When everyone sees it, you go, woo!
When I was in high school, the Beck Odley album was really big. I called mine Two Turntables and a Microphone.
I got two turntables and a microphone. Where it's at?
Because it was where it's at, ladies.
I was going to say, I think Charlie knows where it's at.
Yeah. If we're talking popular fiction, I think everybody, like, sort of sees Stephen King as, like, the mass audience appeal kind of lowest common denominator type author. But I think everybody kind of likes him.
Yeah. Well, no, I really like Stephen King.
He's more hit than miss, at least.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd have to be, just based on, like, percentages alone.
Oh, I'm not talking about, like, financial. I'm talking about his books are pretty good. Like, a lot of... Some of them are not, but a lot of them are.
I mean, he's had more, like, Jip rip-off endings than most people, I think. But overall, I think he's a good writer.
I love Duma Key.
Okay, I got a name for my penis. Tom Hanks, June 3rd, 1988.
Tom Hanks on...
Is that 3rd? Big?
Yes. There you go.
I see where you're going with that, Dustin.
Meet Tom Hanks on June 3rd, 1988.
I just call mine the terminal.
Yeah. I mean, eventually you're going to be with a chick who's like, splash, gross.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
So, I don't want anything to do with Castaway.
Now, let's Forrest Hump.
Meet Angels a girl. Her, does not sound like a good time.
Meet a girl, she names her vagina her favorite Kevin Costner film.
Waterworld?
No, Dances with Wolves. Oh.
The Postman.
Yeah, well, you know what? The Postman's about to ring twice.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Yeah. I call mine Bull Durham. Sometimes it rains.
And I have found two things that are interesting. One is a WebMD forum post about gray popsicles. Is this healthy? And the other thing is a recipe, well, if you can call it a recipe, for Earl Grey popsicles.
Oh.
There's a man's name. That's something.
I did find another article about Robert Pattinson's take on 50 Shades of Grey.
And his popsicle?
Yes, this is actually on PerezHilton.com.
Oh.
I'm glad you're browsing that site.
I'm liking it more and more as you say things.
So I'm not quite sure how to do Perez Hilton's voice.
Hi, I'm Perez Hilton.
Poor Robert Pattinson is furious with Twilight fanfiction writer turned best-selling author E.L. James for recently admitting she wouldn't consider him to play Christian Grey in the 50 Shades film trilogy.
Really? He's mad.
Never mind that he played the character that was based on.
R. Patz revealed his crush.
Thank you, Perez Hilton.
R. Patz.
What?
With a Z, by the way. R-P-A-T-Z.
Oh, God.
Revealed his crushed soul and hurt feelings, telling sources, I think the author has written me out of it. I saw some interview earlier and they went, oh, it could never be him. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to make you pay for that. Make her pay? This is exactly the type of violent, controlling attitude one would need to play Christian Grey. Lols. That is winning journalism there. Lols.
Oh, yeah. Lols.
And lols. Kidding aside, we think it's pretty odd that EL doesn't think Robert couldn't play the role of character she's based off of him. Then again, she also said Kristen Stewart was too weird to play the character she inspired. Well, she is too weird.
Yeah.
To play the chick who wants to be beaten? I think she's just about right to play that character.
Yeah, but I think she envisioned someone who didn't try and gnaw off her bottom lip every, like, 10 seconds.
Either way, that's not R. Patz's issue. He's upset because he thinks he's way too good for the part. Rob told our source, it's funny seeing all these other actors so openly, like, vying for it. I've never seen that happen before. It's so strange. I haven't read the whole thing. I read bits of it. There's a book called 50 Shades of Grey. Have you seen that book? That's amazing. Just a picture book of 50 gray sheds.
50 sheds of gray.
50 sheds of gray. And it's literally on the New York Times bestseller list. People are reading the wrong book. They should be reading 50 Sheds of Gray.
They are.
God, these Burn!
I think that would be funny if somebody, like, as part of a talk show or something, like, undertook the building of 50 Sheds of Gray. Like, out in a field somewhere.
It's probably a lot better than...
I mean, Ty Pennington would be all over that. We could do it on TV.
Interbuilding erotica.
She gazed up at me, wide-eyed from the shed floor, and bit her lip seductively. Unfortunately, it was her top lip, so she looked like a piranha.
Now, did you all just try to me,
I don't think we can get this lawnmower running. It's been sitting in the shed far too long.
That makes me want to shed a tear.
No, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Did that make you proud there, Charlie?
It sure did.
Josh would be proud if he were here tonight.
Yeah.
But we have shed our topic for too long, so...
Let's close off with what we think about current pop culture and all this stupid stuff that people like. It sucks. It's not really good. And I don't know if it's just like this... If it's just like now where it's gotten so dumb, or it's always been like this, but yeah.
I think to an extent it's always been like this. I mean, as as a hipster jackass, I've always had a love-hate relationship with pop culture. I don't know. I mean, there's still plenty of stuff that's bad, but not so bad where you can't like it, ironically. 20 years from now, what's going to be a classic?
Yeah, exactly.
Those are the kind of thoughts that keep me
really scared me. Like, who knows? Like, who knows if, like, say, Transformers down the line is a classic film? That scares me. Like, considering some of the films that have flopped in, like, past recent years and, like, recent decades and that kind of stuff, and then, like, they've gotten cult followings and, like, become these classic movies. It kind of scares me, because who knows? That might happen with some of the piece of shit movies that are being put out today.
Well, some movies are ahead of their time. I think, though, I like the Futurama reference for Fry sitting around listening to Babies Got Back. And Lily was like, you can't just sit around sitting here listening to classical music all day.
Oh, that's good.
You were
one
around
day,
when
Babies
bands
Got Back
wrote the Earth.
A classical piece.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it, like, the state of things right now, of course it worries me, because I don't like the thought of just everybody being dumbed down until smart people are, like, you know, endangered. But I don't know. I mean, I think the shittier things get, the more certain people are going to get inspired to make good shit.
Yeah, but, like, corporations and that kind of stuff, they're feeding off of, like, this whole wave of that's coming out. And it's like, when's the last time a real original movie came out, other than Looper, that was really good? It sucks.
Yeah, I know. And it is definitely getting worse. I just hope the spiral stops.
Yeah.
Because I have not done the math, but I bet if you look at all movies in current release, I would say more than 50% are going to be based on some other property in some way.
Here.
Look at what we've got for pop fiction lately. We've got 50 Shades of Grey, which is an amazing love story. Underworld being an amazing action flick.
No!
Resident Evil being considered a saga.
Jersey Shore being must-watch TV.
What a grim prophecy this show has become.
Top 10 films, U.S. gross, 1981. We had Raiders of the Lost Ark, On Golden Pond, Superman 2, Arthur, Stripes, Cannonball Run, Chariots of Fire, For Your Eyes Only, Four Seasons, Time Bandits. Two of those being sequels, or parts of a saga.
And one being an adaptation.
One is an adaptation. 10 years later, we had three sequels, Terminator 2, Terminator 2, Father of the Bride, Naked Gun 2.5. We had, six adaptations with Robin Hood, Beauty
and the Beast. In 2001.
So I'm still 91 here.
Oh, okay.
The Lance Book, Adam's Family, Sleeping with the Enemy. Apparently that was an adaptation. One original movie, City Slickers.
Oh,
2001, hey, we had...
Shame on you, 1991.
We had, well, it says two original films, but that's debatable. Monsters, Inc.?
Technically.
Pearl Harbor?
No.
It's based on a historical event, but can you count it as a sequel or an adaptation?
Whoa. That movie based on a historical event?
Like 30 minutes of it is based on historical.
I actually like to think of Pearl Harbor as a prequel to Chasing Amy.
But you had three adaptations in 2001 with Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, and Shrek. And then you had five sequels, Rush Hour 2, Mummy Returns, Ocean's 11, Jurassic Park 3, Planet of the Apes, that Burton one. And then 2011, no original films. 2 adaptations, Thor and Captain America. The rest were all sequels, 8 sequels, Harry Potter 8, Transformers 3, Twilight Saga 4, Hangover 2, Pirates 4, Fast 5, Cars 2, Rise of the Planet of the Apes. 30 years ago, there were 7 original films in the top 10. 2011, there were 0. The only original story in the top 15 films in 2011 was Bridesmaids. And franchises from 2001 that were still supporting in 2011, Harry Potter was still going on. Planet of the Apes, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, Fast and the Furious was in 2001 to Fast 5, 2011. Hollywood just can't let unoriginality die and come up with something new.
And here's the worst part. There's a movie called The Fast and the Furious. Then there's a movie called Fast and Furious.
Which is a sequel.
They removed the articles, and that was enough of a different title for them.
Well, the second one is Too Fast, Too Furious.
Oh, see, I always refer to that one as Faster and Furiouser.
See, I refer to them all like that now. I have there's 3 Fast, 3 Furious, 4 Fast, 4 Furious, 5 Fast.
This is the fastest and the furiest.
10 Fast, 10 Furious.
No, because then it'd be like Fast X, Fury X.
One day the world is going to be Idiocracy. Luckily, I'll be long dead.
Yeah. It's my daughter who's going to have to buy tickets to ask the movie.
Considering that...
And watch out my nuts.
Ow, my balls!
Ow, my balls.
This winter in theaters, during the Oscar rush, we've got Tyler Perry's 50 Shades of Grey, featuring the music of Nickelback.
Oh, God.
Starring Nicolas Cage and Miranda Cosgrove.
Why did you throw Miranda Cosgrove in there?
It was obscure.
I think someone's projecting fantasies.
I actually came up with an original movie idea for Disney. Because you know how they have those inspiring movies and that kind of stuff, like The Rookie and like Mighty Ducks and that kind of stuff. I basically came up with one where it was about smash-up derbies. And it would star John Voight. As the washed up alcoholic ex derby driver who was really good at driving smash up derbies, but his rival was Dennis Hopper, and Dennis Hopper is going to be the bad guy in this movie, but it's going to be a CGI Dennis Hopper, and he's an old time rival. There's a big smash up derby tournament going on, and it's in the name of CGI Dennis Hopper. But the thing is, the match that he won way back in the day against John Voight that made him so famous, he cheated. John Voight knew he cheated, but he couldn't say anything because no one would believe him. So he went into drinking and stuff. Until one day, a kid stumbled into his garage and he's like, "Kid, get out of my garage." And the kid's like, "Hey, you're this guy. I look up to you." And then John Voight's like, yeah, no, that's not me. At least, not anymore. And then the kid's like, "Oh man, but you got a derby." And then they have a montage, and then they build the best derby car, and he enters the tournament that is being held by in John Voight's name, and the big prize. So he makes his way to the top, John Voight, and he cleans himself up. And he wins. But then the last match, CGI Dennis Hopper's like, "I'm not having any of this shit." But he doesn't say shit because it's a Disney movie. So he gets in a car and he derbies it up in the final battle with John Voight. But then John Voight pulls ahead and he derbies Hopper's ass. And Dennis Hopper CGI, he explodes. And it turns out he was a demon fairy. He was Beelzebub, the devil.
Still a better porn than 50 Shades of Grey.
And then John Voight, he wins. But that last crash, it was just too much for him. The backfire of the explosion. So he lays in the wreckage. And he slowly passes away as the kid is like, "I loved you like a father. Oh, did I mention I didn't have a father? So that's why I sort of clung to you as like a father figure." And then John Voight's like, "I know, kid." And then he dies. And that's it. And then Disney puts that out. And everyone forgets about it after like a couple of months. And it goes to the $5 Walmart bin.
Dream big there, Dustin.
No, I know. I could honestly write these movies.
You know what, Dustin? If Tommy Lee Jones does the voice of Dennis Hopper, I will watch that.
Oh, sick. Yeah, no, CGI Dennis Hopper voiced by Tommy Lee Jones.
As a Canadian, what did you think of Mighty Ducks? Since, you know, hockey.
Since I assume you're playing it right now.
Yeah. I'm playing, I'm playing ice hockey on the NES right now. See, that's what we do.
The sport of Canada.
Yeah, exactly.
Ice hockey. Are you playing?
Hey, Gretzky's head bleed.
Are you playing as the Leafs?
Yeah, I am.
The Leafs, eh? Gotta live, oh, the lockout, eh? That's got to be like one you to off yourself over in the tub there.
I'm actually not a fan of Mighty Ducks. It's a terrible portrayal. In fact, the more proper portrayal of hockey is Slapshot 2, starring Stephen Baldwin.
Which Baldwin?
Yeah, so what you're saying is, like, the Mighty Ducks, like, diminishes
sport of hockey? It's nothing compared to Slapshot 2 featuring Stephen Baldwin.
Yeah, so
are you hoping we're going to get an endorsement from Stephen Baldwin?
Remember, he's like a born-again Christian now, so you gotta have some kind of a Jesus-y element, you know. I mean, just because it's Disney, it'll fit right in, just some anti-Semitic stuff.
Yeah, no, it'll be good. Okay. Get some Mel Gibson quotes in there or something, I don't care about your colony, I just want gasoline.
Just walk away from the matzah.
Just walk away. Just walk away. We go on!
Anyways, Charlie, you want to lead us out?
Yeah, I can do that. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for hanging with us till the end. I know we got kind of grim there for a little bit, but there is always hope for an intellectual future. As long as there's people willing to go outside the box that gets thicker every day. Thank you. This has been Geek Juice Radio. My name is Charlie McMullen. For Alex Jowski, Dustin Kidd, and Kevin Daly, thank you for listening. Stay tuned for the projection booth with Mike White.